our most, informative inputs of the week comes from Wealth Within. And the particular man, Blake Sterling, is around because he does a lot of research for our spots here at the Pulse.
He does.
We are very appreciative of that.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yes, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very, very well. Thank you. Very well. It's been an interesting few days in the market, hasn't it?
Oh, that's not ever.
Yes.
Well, the focus being, of course, on the other side of the world, but I guess that has ramifications right here on our doorstep as well.
It certainly does. I mean, sort of following about 4 days of consecutive gains, talking about from last Friday, yesterday being Thursday, we saw the market pull back quite strongly on news that Italy has now basically become the focus for the Eurozone debt crisis.
Yeah, and of course a new Greek Prime Minister has sort of helped a little bit to allay the fears there. They think this man might have superhuman powers.
Well, he's going to have to in order to really get that country back on track. And we obviously also had some jubilation from Berlusconi also resigning.
Yes, the prostitutes of Italy will be devastated, but anyway.
And so that all occurred around Wednesday, and again, that sort of quickly subsided into what occurred on Thursday on our markets, with, again, the markets pulling back quite strongly. Around 110 points we finished down approximately on Thursday. At the moment, we're up about 13, 14 points.
Oh, that's not too bad. Now, Blake, the Greek man, Mr. Papademos, or whatever his name is, he's a former banker.
Okay, Brett, that's some new information for me. So there you go.
Well,
so I didn't actually know that one. But
I'm
look,
pretty happy when I can teach you guys, know something.
But look, why don't you Google it, something?
No, I took a bit of interest in the news and listened to him, and he's a former banker of some description. So hopefully you'll have some idea of how the whole thing works.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. And look, the country still is in quite a bit of trouble, as we know, with debt. I mean, their current standings are sort of still, you know, a few hundred billion euros in debt with what's going on over there. And a lot of that's held by the Eurozone sort of members through the IMF. So we've just got to really wait and see how that's going to pan out there for them. So, but again, Italy's really come to the forefront now.
Yeah, I mean, you've described it as Europe's third largest economy. I think I did hear somebody say it's the eighth largest in the world.
It's the eighth largest economy in the world, but Europe's third largest. And what's really scary about this is that they're in around about 2.6 trillion Australian dollars debt. I think it's about 1.9 trillion euros. And for a country where, at the moment, in terms of when you're talking about sort of government debt and debt to GDP, they're running at about 130% or something like that at the moment, which is very scary figures. But just over the last couple of days, and one of the reasons why the market pulled back so strongly was their 5 and 10 year bonds, which you can kind of think of really like your world financial report card. If bonds for a particular country generally hit the sweet spot, as they call it, of around 7%. That's when everyone else starts getting scared, because your actual rate, because that's how people base your financial record on and your ability to actually borrow money. Once it gets to that 7% mark, things start getting a little bit scary, because borrowing costs go right up, and that's where Italy is right now. So that's why there's been a lot of fear in the markets, because people have seen those bonds get to those levels, and things are now starting to get a little bit scary for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't just pay off the interest, let alone the principal, you've got that's probably putting it in lay terms, is it?
Basically right, and yeah, basically right. So now, not only can they not really afford to really pay what they've got now, but they're going to struggle to borrow any more money as well. And again, it's looking more like they're going to have to basically put their hand out to receive part of their bailout package. But some are actually saying Italy may be a little bit too big to save.
And what will happen in that case, Blake?
Default, and then that'll be the trigger, as we've discussed previously, and I know Janine's mentioned this also, that could be the start of the big domino effect for the Eurozone, perhaps a collapse over there of quite a few countries, the biggest thing that will occur, though, from this, if something like does occur, is that borrowing costs will skyrocket. So the countries that are actually struggling at the moment, like Portugal, Spain, and so forth, they won't be able to borrow money at all. That's the scary thing.
What will happen? I mean, from a layman's point of view, what the hell happens if they can't borrow money? They go broke.
Exactly right. And then that's part of that domino effect. If they can't borrow more money to basically sustain themselves from an economic point of view, then the whole lot falls over. And that's when countries go into default, and we may see a lot of these smaller countries start basically getting kicked out from the Eurozone and perhaps dropping the Euro as their sole currency. And look for where it goes from there. It's quite a bleak picture. But again, that's dependent on a couple of these countries now, like Italy, hopefully being saved.
Yeah, the domino effect, as they call it. And I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of discussion about this over the next few months.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be a lingering effect for, I would say, at least the next sort of several months or so.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go away overnight, because all the Eurozone financial leaders have to work out what they're going to do. And that's what's on their plate right now, how they're going to save Italy.
Mm. It's a worry. They can't rely entirely on the tourism.
No, they definitely can't rely just on that now.
Holiday.
Sell a few more Ferraris, although Ferrari's still owned by the Italians, are they?
I don't actually know, but that's a good question. I think they might be, but I'm not 100% on that one.
Yeah, I don't think Maserati is anymore.
What about the Lamborghini?
Yeah, the Lamborghini, yeah. Very good.
It goes on and on. It's just hard to believe. One of my favourite programmes on television is called Global Village on SBS, and they just recently did a whole thing on Italy, and everybody looks so relaxed and having a lovely time, but then so are the Greeks. Hard to believe that they're actually in crisis.
Yeah, well, that's true, but look, unfortunately, that's where we're at the moment, where because they have relied so much on their governments to basically support them, it makes it a little bit hard.
It does. Well, look, as always, Blake, terrific input into our program, and we do appreciate the work that you do up there at Wealth Within. And you also, of course, educate people in how to best do their bit to increase their wealth over the years, if it's possible. Now, with super funds the way they are, they could perhaps use some good advice from somebody like Wealth Within.
Exactly right, yeah. I mean, we are a accredited share market educator, and now's a perfect time for people to really start educating themselves, because once the market does turn around, they'll be in a prime position to make a bucket load of cash.
Yeah. Check out the website, and also you can iPod our little program as well.
Yes, we can. So the website's wealthwithin.com.au, and we always have our discussion, or we are now uploading our talks on the radio to the website as well, so people are free to go and have a look at those and have a bit of a listen and go from there.
All over the world. Have a lovely weekend, Blake.
Fantastic. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.